Chapter 3. Dark Academia. Summary. Flint and Mart get to a cozy book cafe to study. "I'm just saying it's an interesting choice to go to a place like this and order that." Mart had a bright, very fun smile plastered to his face as he signed and gestured to the almost disgustingly sweet whipped cream top drink Flint had just set down on the table. "It's an interesting choice for a blind man to pick a book cafe for a study date," Flint pouted, dropping onto one of the big wooden armchairs with leather-covered cushions and taking a sip. "I like my coffee sweet, and it's not like it makes any difference for you." "You're right, sweetie." Matt gave in, smiling softly, and started to set up his laptop and course materials on the table. "Is it the way you like it?" "It's perfect." Flint took another sip, the slight note of spices and sugar mixing with the scent of Matt's own coffee and making him smile. "I would say you should try it, but I'm not sure I want to share with you anymore." He was still pouting, and Matt couldn't help but smile softly at how petty his partner could be. "I love you." Matt signed simply, taking a sip from the antique mug his drink came in and sticking one of his earbuds in his ear so he could hear his text-to-speech system. "Love you too." Clint hummed, studying Matt for a moment before looking around the room. "It's really pretty here." "Yeah, I heard." Matt nodded. "I really like the whole atmosphere. It's cozy and much quieter than the dorms or the libraries on campus, even when it's busier than today." "I'm kind of ruining the aesthetic," Flint chuckled quietly, looking down himself and at the slightly oversized t-shirt and the naturally distressed jeans he was wearing. "You fit in much nicer. Looks like you actually belong here with your stupid nerd clothes." "Just get to work, idiot," Matt laughed fondly, sweating in the general direction of where he estimated Flint's backpack to lie on the wooden floor. "We're here to study, not to muse about aesthetic and clothing choices." "I hate dating a nerd," Flint complained without heat, pulling out his laptop and mouse and taking another sip while it started up. Matt closed his eyes behind his rose glasses for a moment, taking in the quiet sounds of the few other guests reading or studying or having quiet conversations. "It's not my fault that you choose to punish yourself with black coffee when you have so many other options." Matt heard the couple that owned the mansion and the cafe in it having a similar banter on the other side of the room where they were sitting and working while the store wasn't too busy. "We're literally selling that stuff. It's not like you don't have any other options." "It's just what I'm used to, Charles, and you know why." The older of the two men, Eric, if Matt remembered correctly, answered. There was a hint of a smile on his voice, but Matt could also hear pain and grief in it, which no doubt showed in the man's expression if his partner's reaction was anything to go by. "Can you get me the stack of books you got on your trip?" Charles changed the topic of the conversation, giving his partner room for emotions he clearly didn't want to talk about. Eric got up, the wooden chair he had been sitting on creaking slightly, and walked to one of the tall bookshelves that covers almost every wall of the room that Matt assumed used to be a reading hall or maybe a library once upon a time. The tall man climbed onto a step stool, took a stack of heavy old books from one of the upper shelves where his partner couldn't have reached them from his wheelchair, and set them down on the desk. "Thank you, darling." The other man, Charles, smiled, his voice laced with a heavy British accent Matt had noticed the first time he spoke. As both men went back to whatever they were working on, quiet fell over the large room. The sounds of pages being turned and papers being shuffled over the tables, as well as the steady and familiar sound of Clint taping away on his computer, echoed off the high ceilings, giving Matt a nice level of background noise without being overwhelming. Matt opened his eyes again, and even as the world stayed dark, he focused back on his immediate surroundings, his own laptops and the papers he had printed out. Author's note about this universe. College AU, no powers AU. Clint is studying computer science or something like that. Matt is studying law. Charles and Eric are living at Charles' mansion and converted a formerly unused part of the building into a cafe/antique bookstore/library.